had a dream of chicken soup and a vision in his mind. When he came up with chicken soup, he got rejected by lots of different publishers, but he held the vision. And in addition to that, he went, and you can go to Ariel Ford, who's his publicist, and if you go into her office, on the back wall of that office, he did a storyboard, a picture board. And what he did is he took, when they finally published the book, he stacked up a bunch of books, stacked them up, took pictures of them, stack, and made a collage with a million books on it. Just stacks and stacks and stacks of books. And then he put and took out a picture of Oprah Winfrey in the center of it. And then he took a picture of himself with his arm around Oprah Winfrey that he collaged. And Jack, the same thing. And then a cup that said chicken soup for the soul. And then a chicken. He took a picture of a chicken. And then millions of dollars, just millions of dollars, stacks of millions of dollars sitting here. And he made a storyboard that's about 4 foot by 5 foot. And it sits in Ariel Ford, his publisher's office, and that's right in front of her where she has to look at it every single day as she's promoting him. They've sold over 100 million copies. Do you understand my point? A purpose, plus dominating your thought on it, plus visualizing it. Can you see yourself? Because the more you can see yourself, the more your body will move in that direction. Now, you tend to not be able to see things that are not on your value list. How many of you dream about things that are value that you value? How many women here who are single, who have a high value on finding a soulmate or a male, dream and fantasize and have a picture in their mind of what that mate is? How many men the same way? How many men are actually been used to looking at pictures of beautiful women? The next is your affirmations, your talk to yourself. Take command, because any language that you talk to yourself, if you're not taking command on it, somebody else is. How do you want to take command of your language? What do you want to say to yourself? I'd like you to write down 3 statements that you'd love to say to yourself about your life wealth-wise. How would you like to talk to yourself? And I want you to say these every day. I'm a billionaire, or I am a multimillionaire, or I'm a millionaire. Hopefully a multimillionaire, would you say. I'm a multimillionaire money magnet. Whatever I touch turns to gold. I'm always at the right place at the right time to meet the right people to make the right deal. It seems like no matter what I do, I prosper. I save my money wisely for short-term, mid-term, long-term, and eternal goals that serve myself and others across the world. I'm just throwing these out for you, just things that you could consider. I'd like you to write 3 that you'd love to say to yourself every day. And say them every day. Make it part of your day.